Crushed by coronavirus, major European economies sink into recession. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The Eurozone economy shrank 12.1% in the second quarter, its deepest contraction on record, as the COVID-19 pandemic and measures to contain it ground activity to a halt. Between April and June, all of the region's four largest economies, Germany, France, Italy, and Spain, reported declines in excess of 10%. The BBC's Andrew Walker has more.
The Eurozone includes some of the countries that have been hit hardest by deaths from coronavirus. Spain is one, and it experienced the largest decline in economic activity in the second 3 months of the year, 18.5%. France and Italy are both countries that have had large numbers of deaths from coronavirus. The restrictions on movement imposed to contain the disease earlier in the outbreak were draconian. The resulting economic damage has been severe. The two nations had already experienced what would normally be considered very sharp declines in economic activity in the first 3 months of the year, more than 5%. The contractions in the second quarter were much more severe. As the restrictions have been eased, there have been signs of a rebound in the latter part of the period, but neither economy is likely to return to pre-pandemic levels in the near future. I'm the BBC's Andrew Walker for Marketplace.
Well, as those numbers illustrate, countries around the continent felt a severe blow from the pandemic in the second quarter. But there are a few bright spots, one of them in Lithuania. The Baltic nation fared better than its larger European neighbors, recording a 5% contraction in the second quarter. Its central bank chief, who was expecting a double-digit drop, called the reading a pleasant surprise. But do businesses feel the same way? Iamantas Lumpikis is director of operations at Drama Burger in the country's capital, Vilnius. Back in May, he moved tables to the streets to encourage customers to venture out for a meal, something that now sounds normal, but then seemed, well, rather novel. So with the third quarter underway and summer in full swing, how are things shaping up there?
At the moment, we see full terraces with people, actually, who definitely miss to dine with their friends and families in the restaurants, but it's not the usual walking numbers like it was before the lockdown, I would say. People are still very careful and getting back slowly to their normal routine in Lithuania.
And so with travel restrictions across Europe more relaxed, are you seeing more people from abroad, or is it still mostly people from Lithuania coming into the restaurant?
Talking about the tourists, it's a very little numbers, I could say, of them comparing with previous years. Majority of them are from the neighborhood countries only, as Latvia, Estonia, and Poland.
The government in Lithuania has reintroduced a mandatory mask policy. Restaurants are, of course, exempt from that. Are you starting to see that potentially hit confidence among your customers?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We have got a very important announcement on Wednesday, actually, from government that from Saturday, the face mask is mandatory again, but to wear only in public indoor spaces, public transport and shopping malls. Of course, as I'm a director of hospitality business, I'm a little bit scared because probably it's going to be, again, the people won't be gathering again that much in indoor spaces rather than outside. So, and I have restaurants too in the shopping malls. So I'm taking kind of a little bit risk that people won't be that gathering that much like it used to be before, you know?
So how are you preparing for that sort of thing? If we keep seeing sort of variations of lockdown, how do you as a director of operations prepare for that?
As a person, I'm always optimistic, but as a director, of course, there's lots of uncertain things, what's going to happen in the near future, and probably none of us really know what's going to be. But lots of lessons learned before, and we are much stronger than it was before, you know?
I'm Antis Lumpekis, director of operations at Drama Burger. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Victoria.
Checking financial markets, despite that grim economic data today, European benchmarks are higher. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index is up 0.6%. Analysts at Bank of America reckon investors are betting the $20 trillion in government stimulus around the world will help economies better weather the crisis. Frankfurt's DAX and Paris's CAC 40 are leading the gains in Europe, both up about 0.5% this morning. Meanwhile, Dow and S&P 500 futures are up slightly. NASDAQ futures are pointing to a gain of 1% at the opening bell. That's after U.S. tech titans posted much better than expected quarterly earnings yesterday. Many countries hoped a summer travel season would help spur economic growth in the second half of this year. But the boss of International Airlines Group, which owns brands including British Airways and Iberia, told the BBC this morning ongoing country-to-country travel restrictions aimed at preventing further spread of COVID-19 are keeping would-be travelers at home.
Our original plan is that we'd fly about 50% of our capacity in July, We'll do about 20%. So we're seeing a much slower and more gradual build-up of capacity. For the fourth quarter of this year, our planning at the moment would have us operating about 55% of capacity versus 2019. When the government restrictions are removed, and it's very clear they are suppressing demand, there is pent-up demand there and people are travelling. So we're seeing evidence that people are confident about flying, but these restrictions are causing people to pause or in some cases just not enabling them to travel the way they would want to.
IAG this morning said passenger traffic plunged 98% in the second quarter, which helped lead to an operating loss of nearly $5 billion. To mitigate the impact of those losses, the company has already outlined plans to slash 12,000 jobs. Meanwhile, those are measures Willie Walsh said are hard to follow, but are necessary to keep the airline operational.
British Airways has lost more in one quarter than the record loss it made in the year in history. So, these are really extreme times. This is a challenge that will put businesses out of business. Airlines are at risk of going out of business in a way that they have never been challenged before. The scale of the challenge required serious measures, and not just temporary measures, but structural change to ensure survival through the crisis, but more importantly, that you survive after that. And that's what we have to do. And I accept this is a very worrying time for everybody, not just in British Airways, but for everybody in the industry. And we want to try and get through this in as strong a way as possible to ensure that we can support the maximum number of jobs that we can into the future.
That's Willie Walsh, boss of International Airlines Group, speaking to the BBC this morning. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.